You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Donald Trump has made tax cuts a central part of his political legacy. He made cuts during his first term, and now the Republican has pushed through an extension of those cuts and added new tax breaks. Joanne Krulatz reports.
President Donald Trump has signed his signature bill of tax and spending cuts at the White House 4th of July picnic. The legislation extends Trump's 2017 multi-trillion dollar tax cuts and cuts Medicaid and food stamps by $1.2 trillion, contradicting promises to protect such programs. It also provides for a massive increase in immigration enforcement. Democrats plan to make that expected fallout a campaign focus, while Republicans argue the bill will boost the economy.
And there's a challenger to one of Wisconsin's longest tenured state senators in southwestern Wisconsin. Jimmy Cuska tells us more.
Democrat Jenna Jacobson announced she is running in the 17th Senate District in 2026, a seat currently held by Republican Howard Markline. Markline is the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, which is responsible for putting together the state budget bill. Jacobson said she's running because the budget passed earlier this month and signed by Governor Tony Evers did not do enough to help public education in rural communities.
Schools, not just around our district, but around our state, are struggling, and we had a real opportunity in this last state budget to make meaningful impact on the funding of our schools and try to stop the cycle of endless referendums, and unfortunately the budget fell short on that.
Jacobson, who currently serves in the state assembly, is the first announced candidate for the 17th state senate district that has been held by Markline since 2014. Markline was drawn out of the 17th district ahead of the 2024 election and now resides in the 14th district. Before redistricting, he easily won his three previous elections in the state senate, including in 2022 by more than 20 percentage points. Markline has not yet announced his future plans.
The Wisconsin Office of Rural Health has produced a statewide report revealing that fire departments across the state, especially in rural areas, are facing serious challenges that threaten their ability to respond to emergencies reliably, safely, and efficiently. Joanne Krulatz explains.
The reliability of Wisconsin's fire service report, based on contributions from 418 fire chiefs representing 52% of departments statewide, highlights a growing crisis in staffing, funding, and training that could impact public safety if not addressed. Key findings show 85% of rural fire departments operate entirely with volunteers. Over 80% of firefighters receive little or no monetary compensation. 62% of departments are worried they will be unable to adequately staff their first due apparatuses in the next year. 49% reported responding to building alarm calls with fewer than the required 4 firefighters in the past year, and 34% lack sufficient funding to pay their projected expenses. Fire chiefs interviewed recommend regionalizing or consolidating fire departments to merge staff, budgets, and resources. Offer tax incentives to support firefighter recruitment and retention, expand access to training, especially in rural areas, and allow more flexible funding mechanisms for local governments. Wisconsin Office of Rural Health says correcting these deficiencies is going to require elected leaders to prioritize significant investment into community fire departments. It is also likely that many communities will need to regionalize services to share cost.
2 deaths and an officer-involved shooting are being investigated by the Marathon County Sheriff's Office and the Wood County Sheriff's Department. It happened on Sunday in the town of New Hope. Deputies responded to a welfare check at a house, and when they got there, they saw a man dead in the front yard. They established a perimeter, and when a 35-year-old man exited the back of the house, he was shot by a cop. He was treated on the scene and transported by medevac air to a local hospital. When law enforcement went inside the house, they found a woman dead inside. Preliminary observations suggest both victims died from gunshot wounds. There were also 2 children inside. Thankfully, they were unharmed. And now they're with other family members. The deputy involved has served on the Portage County Sheriff's Office for 13 years and has now been placed on administrative leave. Officials say this was an isolated incident and we do not need to worry that there is no threat to the public. And some of those that went to Summerfest were targeted with a very serious message. Stuart J. Waddles explains.
A national Jewish group installed 4 billboards across Milwaukee, reminding festival goers about the victims of the October 7th, 2023 attack in Israel. That included terror at a music festival. The campaign, organized by a group called Jew Belong, aims to raise awareness about anti-Semitism, but has sparked some debate. Some local Jewish leaders criticized the signs as one-sided. Organizers say the billboards referencing the Nova Music Festival massacre are intended to provoke empathy and remembrance for all victims of violence.
Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin has joined another multi-state lawsuit. This time, it's against the U.S. Department of Education for illegally cutting congressionally approved funding for mental health programs in K-12 schools. Lisa Hale explains.
The coalition argues that the Department of Education unlawfully issued non-continuation notices of 2 nationwide programs designed to increase access to school-based mental health professionals and to address long-standing shortages of counselors, psychologists, and social workers in K-12 schools. The cuts affect hundreds of thousands of students across the country and would significantly reduce the implementation of key mental health initiatives. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction had just begun rolling out a 5-year federally funded project when the Department of Education issued a non-continuation notice in April. DPI has reported that 59% of Wisconsin high school students experienced at least one mental health challenge in the last year, and that current student-to-provider ratios remain significantly above national recommendations. The grant was set to run through 2029. But with the Department of Education funding now cut, DPI will lose over $8 million in future support.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for another round of Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure Grants. It's the second round of awards through the program, which seeks to expand capacity and infrastructure for the distribution of locally produced food products. Funding for this program is provided by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and applications must be submitted by 5 p.m. on July 21st. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO. Real news and great conversation. Find more news anytime on our website at WXCO.fm.
The Brewers clobber the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers got their bats going early, 5-0 at the end of the first. They went on to beat the Dodgers 9-1 last night. On the mound, All-Star Freddy Peralta pitched 6 scoreless innings to earn his 5th consecutive victory. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Freddy was sensational. He attacked with all 3 pitches, and, you know, that's a great lineup, maybe the best lineup in baseball. And he attacked and proved, you know, to himself and to all of us, like, he can withstand it.
Peralta beat a Dodgers lineup that included Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, and Mookie Betts.
He's a really good pitcher, frontline starter in our league. And once you get somebody like Freddie pitching downhill, it's going to be pretty good for you.
Basketball, the Bucks confirming deals we told you about last week. Contract extensions for Kevin Porter Jr., Ryan Rollins, signing the Pacers' Miles Turner. They also bought out the contract of the Hornets' Mihailije Mitrović, who's now free to play elsewhere in the NBA or in Europe. With Sports, on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Looking to make a playlist of patriotic songs for your weekend hangs? Look no further, as I did the research so you don't have to. Here are just a few classics from back in the day, as well as modern ditties. A consensus for the best or most searched modern-day patriotic songs seems to be Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA. How about adding another modern-day ear catcher to that list as well with Firework by Katy Perry? And of course, there is Tom Petty's American Girl. If you're like me, you love Ray Charles' version of America the Beautiful. And if people hear it on your list, they just might sing along. And don't forget Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts to encourage a good old-fashioned summer road trip. Living in America by James Brown is a song that will make you tap your toes, patriotically speaking. And let's not forget one of my personal faves, Take Me Home, Country Roads by the late, great John Denver. Happy listening, party patriotically, and safely, folks. If you were looking for a break from relatives, friends, or people in the neighborhood who drop by unannounced this holiday weekend, why not escape with a film or two that have been considered July 4th classics? Let's start with Jaws, which has to be on the list given it is considered the first summer blockbuster ever and just recently had its 50th anniversary. Another fan favorite is Independence Day, where Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum take on aliens that seemed impossible to defeat, but of course they find a loophole. The film is a total guilty pleasure and great escapism. Back to the Future is another summer classic that came out in 1985. It's got the always likable Michael J. Fox, Leah Thompson, and of course Thomas F. Wilson, who never quite achieved biffdom again. And in my research, I was surprised at how much the original Top Gun appeared on the list for 4th of July movies. If you don't feel like going back to the 80s again, check out Top Gun Maverick. Take a break from the heat and fire up the small screen. If you're looking for a political flick that dates back to a time before we were so polarized, you're in luck, if you can be a little patient. Young Washington is a biopic about the father of our country that is currently in development, according to TheWrap.com. Filming supposedly starts this summer, although there is no cast yet attached. So maybe they're just casting the role of cherry trees? Young Washington is expected to hit theaters next July 4th. America is definitely the land of the beautiful and also the land of the trying to sell you stuff constantly. It's going to get worse thanks to megaplex chain AMC, which has announced it will be putting more commercials before movies. This is considered a risky move when it comes to losing patrons, according to Variety, as AMC tries to make up a $4 billion debt by making viewers sit through more pre-film commercials. It's like they're begging people to stay home. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the upper 70s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, nice day, a high again around 80. Showers and storms return to the area by Friday. Currently at 64 degrees.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.